Okay. Today's daf Samach Gimel. We are on Samach Beis Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from where the lines start to spread out. Tana Rabbanan. Today's daf is all about making a mistake with the Karbanos, and we're going to get a lot of Karban Pesach on Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. A lot of Karban Pesach today. Okay, so the Braisa starts off Tana Rabbanan. Shnei Seir Yom HaKippurim. If you have the two Seir of Yom Kippur, one's La Hashem, one's La Zazel, Sheshachton Bachutz, and you violated the Avera of Shchut Echutz, you shechted them outside the Azara, which is an Avera, Ad Shelo Higril Alehen, as long as you didn't do the Goral on them yet, meaning they're just designated, you bought them, they're ready to do the, it's the Yom Kippur morning, but you didn't do the lottery yet. What'd you do? You took them outside and you slaughtered both of them. If that's true, Chayev al Shnehem. You're Chayev for Shchutei Chutz for both of them. For each one, you're Chayev individually. But, Misha Higril Alehen, once you did the Goral already, if you did the Goral already, then Chayev al Shal Shem, you're Chayev on the one that's for La Shem, Upater al Shal Azazel. And you're Pater on the Azazel. Why you Pater on the Azazel? Rashi says, because Delo Chazi Lahakriv Bifnim. Because the Azazel is never makriv inside. The Azazel is never makriv in the Harav, in the Azara. It's never makriv in the Beis HaMikdash. It's thrown off a cliff. One of the rules of Shchut Echutz is you can only be Shchayef for Shchut Echutz if it is Ra'u to be slaughtered inside the Beis HaMikdash. That's a key rule that you have to know for the whole today's daf. You can only be chayiv for shchut echutz if the animal is roi to be brought inside. That's a rule. Since once you did the lottery, this animal is not roi to be brought inside because it's thrown off a cliff, you will not be chayiv on shchut echutz. L'shem, you will. Because it's roi, not only is it roi, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be slaughtered in the Beis HaMikdash. So if you slaughter it outside, that's an Avera. What about before the lottery? Before the lottery, they're both Roy. They're both Roy. Either one of them could be Lashem. Well, we'll see this in a second. But before the lottery, they're both normal animals, any goats. And therefore, you're going to be Chayev on both. The Gemara is going to address that right now. So the Gemara says, Ad Shelo Higril Aleihem Chayev Al Shneihem. Before the lottery, you're Chayev on both. Right, so what did we just say? The rule is, you can only be chayav on shchut echutz if it's right to be brought. So the Gemara says, l'may chazi. What are they right to be brought for? Amr Rav Chista says, ha'ul v'royal l'se'ir ha'naseh b'chutz. There's another goat that is brought on Yom Kippur. There's another goat that's brought, which is a musaf. Unrelated to these two goats, we mentioned this once very briefly about Parshas Pinchas. It's not mentioned in Parshas Achrimos at all. Or maybe it is mentioned in Akhimos at all. It might be a vague reference to this goat. There's another goat. A separate Musaf goat. These two goats could be that Musaf. Just regular goat. These two before the lottery. Once you do the lottery, that's it. These are designated. So then you're only going to be Chayev Shchut Echutz for Hashem's goat. But before the lottery, either one of these could be the Musaf. If either one of these, they're both Roy. Either one. Therefore you're going to be Chayev Shchut Echutz on both. That's what the Gemara says. What? No, it doesn't have to have Kedusha. It doesn't have Kedusha. We're going to have, let's say, what? Ein Echanami. However, the key is here, the Azazel. That's not right. That's not right. We're going to have. What if you're a Metzorah? You can't bring a carpet because you're a Metzorah. So that's not right. We're going to have cases. But you're right, most of them are roi. Most of them are. If you do it with kavana, I'm shechting this l'shem carbon in my backyard, you're going to be chayef shuut echutz, 100%. But here, with the cork, because it's l'azazel, it's been designated already, you can't. Now the Gemara's going to ask a very good question right now. L'may chazi, amr v'chista, ho'il, since, right, ho'il, since, v'roi l'se'ir ha'naseh b'chutz, since you could designate these two goats to be the musaf goat of Yom Kippur, therefore, they're roi. Therefore, you're going to be chayef on each of them. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Umayish, have a question?
No, the same
right, we're going to get to that in a minute. Umayishna L'tzi'ir hanase bifnim, delo. Why couldn't you say that at least one of them, Mishnah l'tzi'ir hanase bifnim delo, why can't it be that it's right to be the one Lashem? Right? What did we say? We said there are two goats outside, you slaughter both, you chayav for shechut echutz. Why? Because it could have been the Musaf. Couldn't they have been the Karban Lashem? Or could they have been the Karban Lashem? Could have happened. Why isn't that a reason to make a chayav for shechut echutz? Either one of these could have been the Lashem. Why don't we say that? Right? That's a very strong question. Each one of these could have been Lashem. We have to come with another card. We haven't mentioned the whole Masechta Tzachim, the whole Masechta Yuma. We didn't mention one time we mentioned this Musaf goat. Either one of these could have been the Karban Lashem. That's why you should be Chayav for Shechut Echutz. Forget the Musaf. Why don't we say that answer? So the Gemara says, why not? The law, why not? The Mechusar Hagrala. Because it's lacking the lottery. So if it's lacking the lottery, there's no shame yet on being the goat for Lashem. Therefore, that's not a reason to make you chayef. As the Gemara is going to call that, you're lacking a maisa. You're lacking a maisa. Even though there's no maisa done to the goat, it's just a lottery. You just pull a tag out of the box. But that the Gemara equates this. The Gemara is going to talk about this. Rav Chista equates that with a maisa that needs to be done to the animal. Without that maisa being done, there's no aveira. There's no shechut echutz because it's not roi. Why is it roi? For a musa from left field. But regarding the seir Lashem, it's not roi yet. If it's not roi, it can't be over shechut echutz. That's the rule. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. But l'seir hanasa b'chutz nami lo chazi. It's not even roi for a musa yet. You know why? Because the Musaf only happens after all the avoda of the Yom of the two goats Lashem Lazazel. Then they bring the Musaf. That didn't happen yet. That didn't happen yet. We're talking about Yom Kippur morning. Wake up in the morning and the coins of they made a mistake, whatever. Check everything outside. Not right to bring this yet for a Musaf. It's still the morning. You didn't do any of the avodas yet. Yeah. Right, but the Gemara is going to give a similar. What?
It's at the right time, but if you did it, it wouldn't be.
So the Gemara is going to give a similar answer. So the Gemara is going to give a similar answer. The Gemara answers. Ksavra of Chista. No, ain't Mechusar Zman li Boba Yom. No, Mechusar Zman. That's not a psul that we're referring to. That's not a psul inherent in the animal. That's an unrelated extraneous psul. That wouldn't stop this from being considered a valid shechut echutz. But there's something inherently wrong with the animal. Which you're lacking a maisa. The Gemara is going to say that. Rav Chista equates the lack of a lottery with the lack of a maisa. That's an intrinsic problem with this animal. This animal is not right to be an animal, to be a carbon yet. If it's not right to be a carbon, it's not, you're not going to be over shechut echutz. The carbon, the musaf, ain't a chanami, it can't be brought right now. That's a technical reason because it has to wait. It's a lack of zman. It's too premature. It can't be brought till after the avoda is done. Fine. That's not a psul inherent in the animal. Therefore, that's not a reason why it can't be shechut echutz. It can be shechut echutz. And therefore, if you slaughter these two goats outside, you will be chayav because it could possibly be used for a musaf later on in the day. I technically can't be brought at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's a separate issue. That won't stop this from getting off the ground. So therefore, what is the reason? What is the reason why you're going to be over shechut echutz? Because it can be brought as a carbon musaf. Why can't it be brought? Why can't the reason be because it can be brought Lashem? Because you're lacking ma'isa on this animal right now because there's no lottery. Once the lottery is done, ain't a chanami. You will be chayev if you slaughter Hashem's. You slaughter Azazel's, you won't because Azazel's never brought inside. That's the foundation of today's daf. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravina, Hashta the Amar of Chista. Now the Rav Chista said, Mechusar Hagrola ke Mechusar Maisa Dami, that lacking a lottery is like lacking a Maisa. There's something inherently wrong with these animals. And if they're inherently wrong with these animals, you're not going to be over Shechut Echutz. Ha, the Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So that which Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that Shlomim, a regular Shlomim, forget Yom Kippur now, Ashlamim. Sheshachton kodem sheniftechu dalsos hahechol. If you shecht an animal, ashlamim, before the gates of the azara are opened up, meaning you do it way early in the morning, before the gates have opened yet, if you do that, then psulim, it's going to be possible. Why? Shenemar, v'shachetu pesach ohol moed. Bisman shehu pesuach, v'lo bisman shehu nolo. They have to be open and not closed. We're talking about in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not talking about in your backyard. In the Beis HaMikdash. But we can take that rule, meaning it's too early. It's too early. The Gemara here equates the gates being open as lacking a maisa. Just like a lottery lacks a maisa on the animal, so too the gates not being open is lacking a maisa on the animal. Even though it's not really the animal, same idea. So therefore, shachton bachutz, if you would shecht a animal in your backyard, kodem shniftechu dalsos hahechol, before the hechol has been opened, too early in the morning, way before dawn, puzzle. Putter. You'd be putter. That's not shchut echutz. Why not? Because it's lacking a maisa. It can't be brought now inside. It's too early. If it can't be brought inside, I can't be over shchut echutz. My time of why? Mechusar psicha, ki mechusar maisa dami. Lacking an entrance, lacking the opening of the gates, is like lacking a maisa. If it's lacking a maisa, you can't be over shchut echutz because it can't be brought now. It's too early. So you have a lot of cases where people will not be over shchut echutz in their backyard. Right? You do it in the middle of the night, you're not going to be over shchut echutz because it can't be brought now. That's just an extension of Rav Chisda. So now the Gemara says, "Umi itzleil Rav Chisda hoel." Does Rav Chisda even hold from hoel? That what? Since it can be brought as a carbon musaf, since hoel, right? Since it can be brought as a carbon musaf, so too, you're going to be over for shchut echutz. Right? That's what he said. Since we could say these two goats could be a carbon musaf of Yom Kippur, therefore you're going to be over shchut echutz if you slaughter them outside. So does Rav Chisda ascribe to such a rule? Why not? For Amr Rav Chisda said, Pesach, let's say carbon Pesach, Sheshachetu bachutz, that you slaughter in your backyard, but Peshar Yemos Hashanah. Peshar Yemos Hashanah, not Pesach. You do it in the middle of. Right, you do it today. Not Pesach. Right? You do it right now. But it was a carbon Pesach. Lishmo, if you slaughter it lishma, l'shem carbon Pesach, putter. You're going to be putter. You know why? Because you can't bring a carbon Pesach now. You can't bring a carbon Pesach now. You can't. It's not this man. So that's the same rule. If you can't bring it inside, you can't be over shchut echutz outside. However, shalolishmo, but if you bring this carbon shalolishmo, I mean, it's a carbon Pesach, right? So a carbon Pesach is also a shlamim. So if you bring the carbon Pesach out now, but I don't have in mind for a carbon Pesach. I have in mind for a shlamim. Then chayiv. Then I'm going to be chayiv. Why? Because I can bring a shlamim to the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing's stopping me. So therefore, if I could bring it there, I could bring it here. If I could bring it there, I'm going to be over if I bring it here. That's the same rule. What do you see? Taima, the whole reason you're going to be potter, I'm sorry, the whole reason you're going to be chayiv is shalol lishma. It's because you had a specific intent of shalol lishma. You had a specific intent of doing this shalol lishma. Hastama, what if it would have been stam? What if it would have been stam? You had no intent. Mistama, Hastama lishmohu, mistama. It would have been lishma. Right, that Tosfos has this big Tosfos discusses why that should be true, but Rashi might have had a different girsa. But let's assume it's true. So lishmohu, if you would have had a stam machshava, we're assuming it would be lishma. And what did we say about lishma? Upater, you pater. We said if you bring it lishma, you pater. Why? Because I can't bring Karm Pesach today. I can't bring Karban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. It's the middle of the summer. So if I can't bring it inside, that's the rule. I'm putter outside. Vamai, why are you putter? Lema, let's say, ho el v'roi shalol lishmo bifnim. Since I can bring it, shalol lishmo bifnim, I should be chayiv even lishmo bachutz. Right? What did Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda said, Hoel. Since I could bring it as a carbon musaf on Yom Kippur inside, therefore I'm chayv outside. That's what Rav Chisda had said. Here, by carbon Pesach, what's going on? It's outside, and it's the middle of the summer. So we said, if it's l'shem carbon Pesach, you're potter. Why are you potter? Because now that's not for carbon Pesach. You can't bring it as a carbon Pesach, you're not chayv outside. But if you would have been shechted in not for a carbon Pesach, to stam shlamim, then you'd be chayv. So wait a minute. If you'd shechted it outside for a l'shem Pesach, you're potter. So the question is, why are you potter? Hoel, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, have in mind for a shlamim, and you'd be chayv. So too you should be chayv. That's the Gemara's question. If Rav Chisda says hoel on Yom Kippur, why doesn't he say hoel in the middle of the summer by carbon Pesach? Why not? So the Gemara, everyone got the question? Why not? Hoel, I could bring it inside. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, they're not comparable. Hasam, by the carbon Pesach, Boyakira, you have to undo the designation of carbon Pesach. You have to undo that designation. That can only be done in the Beis HaMikdash. So to say, well, if I bring it, no, that won't work. You have to undo the designation. The designation can only be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Hi, but over here, lo boy akira, there'll have to be, there's no akira here, there's no uprooting of anything. Yes, these two goats are standing outside the Beis HaMikdash. You purchased them, one Lashem, one Lazazel. That doesn't mean it can't be brought to the Muslim. A goat's a goat. There's no special rules about designating them. You didn't do the lottery yet. So these are just as easily could have been the goats. Carbon Pesach, there's different rules about that. If they have a designation, it's l'shma, all different rules. That, according to Rav Chisda, there's going to be a three-way machlokas about this today, but according to Rav Chisda, that uprooting must be done in the Beis HaMikdash. It can't be done outside. So to say hoel is not true. It's not true. It can't be brought inside as a shlamin. You have to do an akira. This is very different. Therefore, Rav Chisda's rule of hoel stays intact, because he's not discussing carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach is different. Don't bring me a kasher from carbon Pesach. I'm talking about, Rashi points out, that even though these goats have been bought, they've been purchased for the Lashem and Lazazel, that doesn't mean you can't make it into the Musaf. No inherent Kedusha, no inherent designation. Yeah, you purchased them for that, so what? A chatas is a chatas, as Rashi points out. The Musaf is also a chatas. So they're all chatas. So you can just exchange them. Someone bought them already. I didn't realize. Okay, fine. We'll use it for the carbon musaf now. You can do that. But you can't do that. You can't do that for Pesach. So they're not comparable. Now, the Gemara just points out, Rabba Bar Simi Masni Lebe Derabba. Rabba Bar Simi learned this whole Gemara as Rabba. V'kashle Derabba Ad Derabba. And he asked the steerer from Rabba to Rabba. Udimashani Kishanina. And we gave the same answers. Meaning, whenever it says Rav Chisda, change Rabba. Which I thought was very interesting, because he's the Bar Plukta of Rav Chisda by Hoel, by Erev Tavshila. I don't know if the Machlokas is comparable, but if you say it's Rabba, then he's internally inconsistent. Right? He'll apply a hole here, but not there. I mean, not that they have to be the same, because it's apples and oranges anyway. I don't remember who said what. But either way, one of them is going to be inconsistent, whichever one it is. It's a Chisda and Rabba. It's not a problem, because just because they say hole by here, doesn't mean they have to say hole over there. Okay.
In those cases, that's so you, when they brought up, they asked a whole big tent, quite a hole.
Right, they were all, and right. Right, but you can say kachem is different. Right, it's not, okay. Fine, so that's Rav Chisda. Now Rav Dimi is going to have a slightly different take on this. Kiyosu Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amar Rav Yirbi, Amar Rav Yochanan, he said as follows. Pesach sheshachtu b'chutz, b'shayim os hashana. Again, if you have a carbon Pesach that you shecht not in the Beis HaMikdash, not on Pesach. In the middle of the summer, you have a carbon Pesach, you forget, I don't know why you have it, but you think you have one, and you shecht it outside in your backyard without intending to be a carbon Pesach. Now, one second. You shecht the carbon Pesach. Bein l'shma, bein shelo l'shma pater. No matter what your intention is, you're going to be pater. Whether you do it l'shma, or whether you do it shelo l'shma. The question is, why should shelo l'shma be pater? Why should shelo l'shma be pater? It's a shlamim. You shecht it as shelo l'shma carbon Pesach. You shecht it as a shlamim. Why should you be pater? Amar of Dini, Amrita l'shmaita kamed of Yirmiyah. Bishlama l'shmo. I understand why you're putter if it's l'shmo. The holo chazilei. It's not right to be brought to now. It's the middle of the summer. So I understand why you're not going to be chayev for shchutei chutz for that. El shelo l'shmo amai. Why are you putter if it's shelo l'shmo? Hachazilei. Hachazi shelo l'shmo b'fnim. It's right to be brought shelo l'shmo b'fnim. It's right to be brought shalol l'shma. So the Gemara right? It's right to be brought shalol l'shma b'fidim. So the Gemara answers, but Amalei, he told me, no, Akira's chutz lav shmei Akira. It's not right to be brought l'fnim, because Akira's chutz, an Akira outside, lo shma Akira. That's not called an Akira. So again, you can't undo, if you shecht it outside, if you shecht it outside, shelo l'shma, what are you trying to do? You're trying to say it's a shlamim. That can't be done outside. That can't be done in your backyard. So whereas Rav Chisda held they're arguing only on the shechita. They're not arguing on the makom.
Well, Rav Chisda's stomach was you cannot do, but if it's shelo l'shma, then you wouldn't be fine.
Right.
He's saying
even shalol shema is going to be potter, because the shechita has to be done inside. In order to undo the akira of a carbon pesach, the shechita has to be done inside. Remember, if Chista had just said the what?
Shalol shema would be chayim, but
right, and here he's saying even if it's shalol shema, you're going to be potter. Why? Because the akira has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't do the akira in your backyard. Rav Chista said you could, as long as you had the kavana for it. Rav Dimi says he can't even do that. So you're always going to be putter, because you're never going to have an Akira to get this into a Shlamim. No matter what your Kavana is, the Akira to remove it from a Karban Pesach into a Shlamim, that can only be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, no matter when you shecht this, and what your Kavana is, it's totally irrelevant. It's never going to be called a Karban Pesach. I'm sorry. It's never going to be called a Shlamim. And therefore, since it's the middle of the summer, you can't bring a Karban Pesach now, you're going to be putter. Now that's version number two. Kiyasa Ravin, that's second take, right? We have Rechitza and Ravdimi. Now we have Ravin. Kiyasa Ravin, Amar of Yirmi, Amar of Yochanan, the exact opposite. Pesach Sheshachtu Bachutz, if you have a carbon Pesach that's slaughtered in your backyard, B'Shal Yimos Hashana, not on Pesach, in the middle of the summer, Bein L'Shmo, Bein Shalol L'Shmo, Chayev. You're always going to be Chayev. That means it's always a Shlamim. Why? Because he's going to hold the Akira is automatic. The akira is automatic. It's always a shlamim. If it's always a shlamim, you're going to be chayav. I can bring it inside. It's automatic akira, right? It's three machlokas how the akira works. And Rav is the most machmir, because he holds that the akira happens automatically. So no matter what your kavana is, this is not a carbon pesach. It's a shlamim. And you know what? I can bring a shlamim inside. If I can bring a shlamim inside, I'm chayav outside. Let's see the gemara inside now. Kiyasa Ravin. Kiyasa Ravin, Amar of Yirmiya, Amar of Yochanan, Pesach Sheshachtu Bachutz, if a Pesach is slaughtered outside, B'Shal Yimos Hashana, on the rest of the year, middle of the summer, Bein L'Shmo, Bein Shalol L'Shmo, Chayev. You're always going to be Chayev. So the Gemara says, Afil L'Shmo? You didn't Sheshachtu L'Shmo? I want this to be a Karban Pesach. I can't bring a Karban Pesach in the summertime. I'm still Chayev. Why? V'Hatnan, but we learned in the Mishnah, this is what I was alluding to, there's a lot of reasons why you can't be Chayev Shchud Dechutz. Mechusar Zman, let's say this is a Zman problem. Bain begufo, there's a zman problem with the goof of the animal. For example, it's not 8 days old. We know that every carbon has to be at least 8 days old. This carbon's not 8 days old. This can't be brought as a carbon inside. As much as you want it, it can't. It's too young. It's mechusar zman in the goof of the animal. Or, bain bebailim. There's a zman problem in the bailim. What's the zman problem in the bailim? The ezeu mechusar zman, but what's the zman problem in the bailim? What's a zman problem? What's the answer? Hazav, Hazava, Hayoledes, the Hametzora. These people can't bring karbanos. They're tame. They have to wait. So they can't bring this animal as a carbon pesach. They're tame. They have to wait. So therefore, these people, rivu chatasam va'ashamam bachutz, if they bring the chatas or an asham, which has to be designated outside, peturin, the potter. Why? Because it can't be brought inside. So they cannot have violated Shchutei Chutz. But, Oloseyin Vishal Mehem Bachutz, if they bring an olah or a shlamim, which technically they could send as a shliach, and they could bring that even when they're tamei, then chayav, they're going to be chayav. Because they could bring it, technically. V'amar of Chilkia bar Tuvia, lo shanu el lishma. All that's true if it's lishma. Aval shalol lishma, but if it's shalol lishma, in which case it's a shlamim, then chayav, they're going to be chayav. Anyway, what did we say? Lishma miha pater. If it's lishma, we just said you're pater. Why? Because it can't be brought inside, because you're tamei. You can't go into the Beis HaMikdash to bring a carbon. Therefore, if you bring it outside, you're tamei. But what vamai? Why are you chayef? Why are you pater? Name, well, let's say, ha'ovaruin shalol lishma b'fnim. If you want, the same question we had before. If you want, you could bring it inside. If you want, you could bring it inside shalol lishma b'fnim. You could say, I'm bringing shalol lishma. What are you saying, shalol lishma? This asham, this chatas. Well, it can't be a chatas. This chatas cannot be brought shalol lishma. So we're talking about an asham. Right? A mitzorah wants to bring a carbon asham inside the base of the shalol lishma, which will turn it into a shlamim. Why can't he do that? Which means that even if he slaughters the shlam, the asham outside, he should be chayev for shchut echutz. So the Gemara said, that's the question. So the Gemara says, hachi ha... What?
On Ravin.
How could Ravin say? How could Ravin say that you're chayev on the carbon pesach, even if it's lishma outside? How could Ravin say that? No, so he's not because he's going to hold it. He's going to hold that there's no akira. There's no akira necessary. It's automatically a shlamim. That's what he's going to hold. And we ask a question: why doesn't he hold? And what about over here by the case of the asham, where we said, not according to Rav Chilkiya bar Tuvia, but according to the Tanakhama over there, it'll work. It'll be a valid switching. So he's hachi hashta hasam boy akira. No, because by the asham it has to be an akira. Hacha lo boy hacha bePesach b'shayim mos hashana shlamim ninu. It's an automatic shlamim. I don't need an akira. Whereas Rav Dimi and Rav Chista held you do, and Rav Dimi said it has to be even in the Beis HaMikdash, Rav is the exact reverse. You never need an akira. It's automatic. No matter what your kavanah is, it's always a shlamim. It's always a shlamim. It's always going to be chayef. Aye, what about by the case of the Metzorah? Yeah, so they need a real akira. It's different. Now, the Gemara just says, Rav Ashi masni chayef, kida amaran. Rav Ashi is chayef, like we just said. Rav Yirmiyahu b'difti masni pater, because kasavar, he pesach b'shayim mos hashana boy akira. It does need an akira. Akira is chutz lav shmi akira, and akira chutz is not valid akira. It must be done in the base of mikdash. Upligi to chilki bar tovi, and he argues on chilki bar tovi. Fine. So far so good. Okay. Now, Amar Mar, we started off the daf with the following: Mishi higrul alehin chayiv al shal shem upater al shal azazel. If you did the lottery, okay, it's a new topic now, so everyone can come back. If once you did the lottery, and then you slaughter both of them outside, you're only going to be chayav for Hashem's. Why? Because the Azazel was never right to be brought inside. Because you can't bring it in. That's the rule. That's what we started off by saying. So that everyone, that makes sense. Now the Gemara is going to go into this. Tanur Rabbanan. It says it over there, it says in Vayikra, Ish, this is the pasuk of Shkut Echotz, Ish mi Beis Yisrael, Asha Yishchat Shor, or Kesef, or Eiz, Bamachane, in your backyard, Oh, Asha Yishchat mi Chutz Lamachane, right? Or you're going to slaughter it outside the Machane, V'al Pesach Ol Moed Lo Heviyu, you didn't bring it to the Pesach Ol Moed like you should have, L'hakrif Karbon L'Hashem, to bring a carbon for Hashem. That's the pasuk. Now, the pasuk says that you're only chayiv if you shechted something that is a carbon. What if you shechted something that's not a carbon? For example, let's say it was a bedek habayis. A person donated an animal as upkeep, right? We always know. If I donate a chair can't be a carbon. So what do I do? What do I donate a chair to the Beis HaMikdash for? I'm donating. Instead of giving them a check, I'm giving them a chair. What are they going to do? They'll sell the chair. So the same thing, I gave them an animal. Rashi says you shouldn't do that. You're not supposed to do that. If it's not a balmum, if the animal is a normal animal, don't designate it as bedek habayis. Bring it as a carbon. Carbon has kedushas inherent in the body, and a bedek habayis is the money's kadosh. So you shouldn't really do that. But it happened. Now you go ahead and take this animal that was designated as bedek habayis, not a carbon, and you shecht it in your backyard. Is that a shkut echutz problem? So the Gemara says maybe it is. Again, it's not a carbon. What is it? It's Berech HaBayis. However, there's a pasuk in Parshas Matos or Masei, which calls Berech HaBayis the word carbon. So maybe it's included. That's the Gemara. That's what the Gemara is saying now. E carbon. The Torah says the word carbon. Shomei ani, I would think, afilu kachi Berech HaBayis. Even Berech HaBayis should be chayiv for shchut echutz. You know why? Shenikru carbon. If there is a place in the Torah where it's called carbon, where? Kenyan Shinemar, Vinikrav is Karban Hashem, when they came back and they were so happy in the war against Midian that nobody died, they wanted to bring they wanted to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah says, Vinikrav is Karban Hashem. And they wanted to bring, and the Torah calls it a carbon. It wasn't a carbon, it wasn't carbonos, it was just donations. So maybe the Torah calls that a carbon. So maybe should be Chayav Shchut Echot even on Berech HaBayis. Don't think that. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, V'el Pesach Ohel Moed Lo Heviyu. And you didn't bring the animal to the Ohel Moed. Why does it say that? It already said, where did you shecht it? In the Machaneh. Michutz L'Machaneh. Why does it have to say again, you didn't bring it to the Ohel Moed? A special limud. Kol Haroi L'Pesach Ohel Moed Chayev Olav. Bachutz. The only time you're going to be Chayev is if it could be brought as a carbon. If it can't be brought as a carbon, you're not going to be chayev. That's what Rashi says. Mistama, since you're not supposed to do, since you're not supposed to designate good animals for Berech HaBayis, it must be these animals had a mum. If they had a mum, then it can't be brought as a carbon. So it's never going to be Pesach Ol Moed. It's never going to happen. They have a mum. Mistama. Therefore, any time there's an animal that's Berech HaBayis, that's considered something that cannot be brought to the Ohel Moed. That's what the Gemara says. So if you slaughter Berech HaBayis, you will not be Chayav Shchut Echotz. Now, we said that if you slaughter the Azazel, it's also not going to be Chayav Shchut Echotz. That's what we said. Now, the Azazel is a very different carbon because it is brought to the Ohel Moed. Right, it's brought there, the lottery is done, and then it's taken out. So is that considered brought to the Ohel Moed? So the Gemara is going to say, no, it's not. It's not considered. Let's see how the Gemara gets to that. Now, Otzi Elu, I exclude all the animals in the world, She'ein Roy LePesach Ol Moed, that cannot be brought to the Ol Moed. Why not? Because they're Berech HaBayis. They're not real carbonos. They're just donations. V'lo Otzi, but maybe I shouldn't exclude Poras Chatos, a Parah Aduma. Rashi says it should not be in here. A Parah Aduma is never brought to the Ohel Moed. Unlike the Azazel, which is brought there for 20 minutes, the Parah Aduma is never brought there. So Rashi says it's a mistake. It shouldn't belong here. But, so let's take it out. V'lo Otzi, why don't I also exclude V'sir Mishtaleach? V'sir Mishtaleach should not be part of that exclusion. You know why? Shehu Raylo V'l Pesach Ohel Moed. It's brought to the Ohel Moed. Yes, there's no shechita done there, but at least it sees the Ohel Moed. No other animal that has Berech HaBayis does that. So maybe you should be chayav for shchut echot. Maybe you should be chayav for shchut echot on the Seir Lazazel. Because it's Pnei Ohel Moed. So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, that's why it says Lashem. The pasuk over there says Lashem. Right? It says, Karban Lashem. What's Karban Lashem? Meaning, mi shem yuchadin l'Hashem, something that is not just that it goes onto the grounds of the Ohel Moed, it's facing the Ohel Moed for a half hour. No, it's miyuchad l'Hashem, meaning it shechted there. Yatza elu, so the Seir Mishtalech is excluded. She'ein miyuchadin l'Hashem. It's not for Hashem. It's thrown off a cliff. There's no sprinkling of dam. All that doesn't. None of that happens. So therefore, if you slaughter the Seir Mishtaleach outside, you'll be putter for Shchut Echutz. Why? Because I'm Yuchat for Hashem. Even though it sees the Pnei Ohel Moed. It doesn't make a difference. So now the Gemara gets up to a side thing. V'Lashem Lahotzihu? The word Hashem is an exclusion? The word Hashem is excluded. Only Hashem, but not Lazazel. The word Hashem is an exclusion? V'Rmini, but I'll ask you a question. It says, Yiratza LaKarben Ishe LaShem. That pasuk is talking about an animal that's 8 days old. If only an animal 8 days old is Yiratza LaKarben Ishe LaShem. Only such an animal is Yiratza for Hashem. For an Isha, for a Karben LaShem, for Hashem. It has to be at least 8 days old. If it's younger than that, it's not Ritzui. Hashem's not interested in that. So the Gemara says, so why does it say Yirotze la karbon ishe lashem. So many words. So the Gemara says, Elu ishim. Right? Minayin shaloyak tishenu mechusar zman. So how do I know I shouldn't be makdish a mechusar zman? It's only 4 days old. I shouldn't be makdish that. Talmud lomer, karbon. And what is the word lashem? Lashem is l'rabos se'ir ha-mishtaleach. The word Hashem is a marbe a se'ir ha-mishtaleach, which means if a se'ir ha-mishtaleach is only 3 days old, don't be makdish that to the se'ir ha-mishtaleach. It's going to be thrown off the cliff. It's not really a carbon. No, Hashem is marbe. Even that has to be 8 days old. So which one is it? Is Hashem being mamayit or is it being marbe? So Amar Rava, it depends. Hasim in Yana Dekra, Vachim in Yana Dekra. It depends on the context. Yes, it could be both. Hasim, El Pesach is Lerabos. El Pesach is Lerabos. What's a marbe? Animals that are going to Hashem. Lashem is Lahotzi. And the word Hashem is Motzi, not the Mishir Lazazel. You're right, that's excluded. Hacha, but in the Pesach of the 8 days old, the Isha is Lahotzi. Isha excludes all things that are not karbanos. If it's not a carbon, it doesn't have to be 8 days old. You can write. You can check for your backyard for a barbecue. It doesn't have to be 8 days old. Only for a carbon, it has to be 8 days old. And Lashem is Lerabos. The word Hashem is Marbe. And yes, even the Seir Mishaleach, which is not technically a carbon, that has to be 8 days old. So yeah, Hashem could be both. The word Hashem could be both. It could be Marbe, it could be Ma'ir. It depends on the context. Now, Taima, the whole reason why the Seir Mishtaleach has to be 8 days old is the Rabbi Rachmana, because the Torah tells you Hashem to be marbit. Hello, Rabbi. But if not for that word Lashem, Havamina, I would have thought Seir Mishtaleach Kadosh b'mechus zman. The Seir Mishtaleach would have been good if it's less than 8 days old. If not for the Rivoy of the Pasuk, I would have thought it's not really a carbon. It's thrown off the cliff. It doesn't have to be 8 days old. So the Gemara says, how could you have thought that? We have a rule. You can't do the lottery unless both animals are Royal Hashem. That's a rule. So if it's less than 8 days old, what if that one would have been Lashem? That can't be. That's a real carbon. The one Lashem has to be at least, that for sure has to be 8 days old. How could you bring an animal up there to do a lottery if it's less than 8 days old? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, if not for this riboy, you could have used a baby animal for the lazazel. How could you have used it? How could the Gemara think that? They both have to be Lashem. It could be it's a lottery. Maybe the 2 day old is going to go Lashem. That can't be. Second, you have a hagmin, you could bring a less than 8 day old animal as a possible lazazel. How's the Matthias? How's that going to work? How's that going to happen? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's a good question. So Gemara says, you know why? We're talking about an unusual shita. So Gemara says, Amar Yosef, Hamani, who's the author of that opinion? It's Chanan HaMitri, the Tanya. Chanan HaMitri Omer, he says, Afilu Dam Bakos. Let's say you have the Seir Lashem in the cup already. Meaning, you've already slaughtered it, and you already have the dam in the cup, you're ready to sprinkle. And now, the Elazazel dies. So what do you do? Maybe Chaveiro, so bring another animal. Umazuglo, and you can sprinkle, unlike Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you have to spill the dam out. Or that's what the Mishnah said, right? It's a dog, you have to spill the dam out because they have to go hand in hand. Unlike that, he holds, no, I bring another one. Which seems to imply he doesn't hold from the lottery business. He doesn't hold from the lottery in a case where it dies. So Gemara says, wait a minute, who said that? Amr the Shaz and the Chan Hanitri, the Lesle de Choyin. He holds that's true because he doesn't hold of pushing off, meaning he doesn't hold that you have to spill the dam out. You can keep the dam. But the Lesle Hagrola Bishmasle, who said it doesn't hold if you have to have a lottery? What are you gonna do? Have a lottery, and there'll be an extra animal, and wait for it to get a mum. But that doesn't mean that it can't go Hashem. So who said that it can't be him? He can't be, because we don't have a right that he doesn't hold from lotteries. So now we're going to have a man d'amar who does hold like that. You're right, El Amr Rabbi Yosef, Hamani, it's Rabbi Shimon, the Tani who says, Meis Echad Mehem, if one of them dies, maybe Chaviro Shalom Bahadrola, bring another one and you do not have to do another lottery. So that was my Havamina. The Lazazel died. I did a lottery, and both of them were 8 days old, of course, but now the Lazazel died. Now there's no lottery according to Rav Shimon. So now I can just bring a two-day-old. That was the Havamina. Maybe I can bring a two-day-old then. It's going Lazazel anyway. It can't possibly be Lashem. Lashem's already picked. And we don't do another lottery. So maybe I could bring then, that was the Havamina. And we answered, even then it has to be at least 8 days old. Because it's learned out of Pesukim. Divrei Rav Shimon. That's Rav Shimon Shita. That was the possibility. Fine. So we'll stop here. And Ravina's going to have another answer. And we'll continue tomorrow. More of the same. Everybody have a very good day.